This Wednesday is the fourth midweek of Lent. The scripture readings are from Jonah chapter 3 verses 1 to 10 and from St. Luke chapter 13. Pastor's sermon is entitled, Jonah, Repentance for Life. He will read that for you now.
A reading from the book of Jonah, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah rose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he issued a proclamation and published through Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent, and turn from his fierce anger, so that we may not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. This is the word of the Lord.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? And he answered him, Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Amen. 40 days and 40 nights. That's how long Nineveh had. The same number of days the rain pelted Noah and the ark. The same number of days Moses spent on Mount Sinai. The same number of days for the people of Israel's passage from death to life, their 40 years. 40 days, Jonah cried out, and Nineveh will be overthrown in 40 days. Now, what would you have done? What would you do if tomorrow you went to see the doctor and you were told you only had 40 days to live? What would you do? I think we would try just about anything to extend our life. Perhaps that's the thought that crossed the minds of the people of Nineveh, too. 40 days? Okay, we have 40 days to reinforce the walls of the city, 40 days to get ready to fight, 40 days to prepare for a siege, or 40 days to run away. But that's not what they did. Because the one who would overthrow them was not a nation with an army, but God, the God of Israel. And how do you get ready to save your life from God? You repent. And that's what the people of Nineveh did. Even the king, from the greatest of them to the least. We heard that they fasted and put on sackcloth. The king even called for the beasts to participate in this fasting and sackcloth. But not only this, but for all the people to call out mightily to God, to pray for his mercy, and not only to repent with their mouths, but with their deeds. Everyone turned from his evil way and from the violence that was in his hands. They didn't know, but they hoped that God would relent, that they would not perish. Now that's an amazing change of heart and mind, but perhaps even more remarkable is God's willingness to relent and forgive, which he did. And though we didn't read it tonight, the fact that God did not destroy the city and its people made Jonah mad. Jonah didn't want them to be forgiven, which is why he tried so hard not to go there in the first place. Jonah didn't think they deserved to be forgiven. They were too evil, too far gone. There are limits, you know. We think we know anyway. Peter famously asked about that once. Remember that? Lord, how many times do I have to forgive? Well, Jonah wasn't all wrong. He was right that the people of Nineveh didn't deserve to be forgiven, no matter how long they repented, no matter how greatly they fasted and prayed. But neither do we deserve forgiveness, Jonah. And neither do any of us deserve the mercy of God. Do you think that they were worse sinners than us? Or were those Galileans whose blood were mingled with their sacrifices worse sinners? Or were those upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell worse sinners? Are murderers worse sinners? Rioters, looters, those who lie, cheat, and steal to get ahead? Who are the really bad sinners in our day and age, in our world today, you know? For as Jesus said, unless you repent, not unless the people of Nineveh become like you, but unless you become like the people of Nineveh, you will all likewise perish. And so, Lent. 40 days and 40 nights for us to be like the people of Nineveh, to repent of who we are and what we've done. 40 days from death to life. But here's where we are different than the people of Nineveh, and will never be like the people of Nineveh. They did not know if the Lord would relent and forgive them. We do. We know. We not only have the book of Jonah, and so know how the story turned out, we have the books of the prophets and the apostles, which tell us how the whole story turns out. God, in fact, did not relent of the disaster he decreed because of our sin, but he poured it out on his Son instead. Jesus and his cross became the barren, fruitless tree that was cut down, and in its place a new tree was planted, a fruitful tree, a new tree of life. Nineveh was a great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. But the 3-day journey Jesus took from death to life was even greater and provided an even greater city for us, the city of God. Knowing this, then, the season of Lent is our 40 days of repentance. This is our 40-day journey from death to life, to repent not just with our words, but also with our deeds. To turn away from the bad practices and bad habits that have wormed their way into our hearts and minds and lives, and confess. And confessing, rely on the mercy of God. For us, every year the call goes out, the call of Jonah, calling us to repentance, calling us to 40 days for life,
to cast off the sins which weigh us down and cling so closely, and to fix our eyes on Jesus. Amen.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.